This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be modeling to predict milk fat production on dairy farms. And this was developed and presented by Professors Daly at Kentucky, Armentano from Wisconsin, and Hannigan from VPI, Virginia Polytech. Why is this such a hot topic? Well, right now, milk fat is quite valuable, $3.40 a pound, much more valuable than milk protein right now, but that can change depending on the industry. So why is there such a high price on milk fat? Well, number one, there's fewer cows in the United States, so we have less milk coming into the marketplace. We're just coming off a heat stress period, which really reduces milk components on many farms. A real interest in increased ice cream sales in the summer, and ice cream is popular year-round, but certainly in the summer. And if you look at USDA inventories and their cold storage, they're at a very low inventory at this point. So what the researchers did is they did what we call a meta-analysis. They looked at 158 studies. In those 158 studies, 658 treatments and 2,843 cows were used in the study. And they looked at the effect of dietary, looking at each varied amounts of fatty acids all the way from C12, which is 12 carbon fatty acids, up to 18 carbon fatty acids with three double bonds into it, which is polyunsaturated as well, which would be a total of 9 fatty acids. They also looked at 9 amino acids to see what impact that might have on fat production. The fat test in these studies ranged from a really low number, milk fat depression 2.26, all the way up to 4.78 in these research studies. And these diets tend to, on average, had 51% forage, a 27.5% starch, and the butterfat test was 3.4, with a standard deviation of plus or minus 1.3%. Of course, we do now know that milk fat in the last 3 years in the United States has really gone up, especially in our Holstein cows, now averaging over 4%. So the results are interesting. Number one, not a big surprise, positive responses with dietary forages. A negative response with high levels of starch, probably reflecting a little bit of a SARA, a subacute rumen acidosis. The C18-2, which is the polyunsaturated fatty acids, the two double bonds, had a negative effect on milk fat yield, and that would be expensive because of the CLA risks that can happen at that point. So if we're going to really predict milk fat, here are the factors that came into play. A dry matter intake of the diet and the levels of fatty acids in the diet. The level of starch, which should not be too high, but then again, not too low. We then discovered dietary C18-2 double bonds was negative, but interestingly, Bill, the C18-3 was positively associated. The good news is that that level is modestly low, however, in milk fat in cows. Days in milk makes sense. We know cows in later lactation have higher butterfat tests. Absorbed methionine and isoleucine had an impact on milk fat. Methionine can be a source, of course, of methane that we can use there. And then, of course, how much palmitic acid was being fed to the animals was the last factor. So, Bill, our take-home messages are that it was an excellent summary. Not a lot of surprises there, but does fine-tune how you can build better fat into the feeding program. Surprising to me was the positive effect of the linoleic acid, the C18-3. Protein could have an effect in the ration, especially if they are the essential amino acids. And they did point out in the paper there's no adjustments for genetic trends or breed or impact of milk yield. Well, that completes the program. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
A strong showing to date for the USA at this year's World Cup in Qatar.
It's the first shutout for the U.S. against a European team in the World Cup since 1950.
Not just on the pitch, either.
USDA has helped fund, program, and staff the USA Pavilion at the 2022 World Cup.
Lucas Blaustein of USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service is among those showcasing our nation's food and agriculture during the World Cup.
Our theme is try it, taste it, see it, love it here at the World Cup. And basically, we are just introducing the high-quality U.S. products grown by our hardworking farmers back in the United States to all the participants here that are coming to Doha to see these games.
Digital displays, chef demonstrations, and creative programming are part of the outreach by FAS and its partners in educating the world about U.S. farm and food goods.
Tens of thousands of visitors coming by the Corniche every single day.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.